Now, the rest of the story. As a child, Dottie had always felt out of place, that there was nowhere really right for her to be, not at home, not at school. Now, Dottie was grown up and those old feelings were returning. She was drinking heavily when she lived at the Volney Hotel in New York. Friends who visited her apartment there were dismayed to find it virtually barren of furniture and personal effects. Dottie really ought to move out to the country, some said. Well, in June of 1967, she did. She moved to Hartsdale, a then rural community about 18 miles north of Manhattan in Westchester County. There were trees and fresh air. All the while she was there, Dottie never touched alcohol, and yet Dottie was above all else a New Yorker, and so after 6 years in those peaceful surroundings, she returned to Manhattan. Short on money, she went to her best friend's attorney. His name was Paul O'Dwyer. There was no way Dottie could return to the Volney Hotel. Could Mr. O'Dwyer please find her some reasonably priced place to stay in the city? The lawyer laughed at the suggestion. There was simply no such thing as reasonably priced accommodations in Manhattan. But then he fell silent a moment and he gazed at Dottie. It was pathetic, he thought. Impossible to just drop her in the street and walk away. So the attorney glanced around him. His law firm took up the entire 17th floor at 99 Wall Street, a spacious 10 rooms, comprised his personal suite alone. Surely somewhere up there was a place for Dottie to stay. Temporarily, of course, only until she could find someplace more suitable. And so in one of those plush rooms did Dottie stay. At first, her presence created quite a stir around the office. There's a woman in there and she never leaves, staff members would remark, pointing to the door behind which Dottie had made her new home. And indeed, Dottie never left. Never, ever. The folks on the 17th floor eventually sort of got used to her. After all, she was very quiet and took up very little space. And she was also a very important person. And that was the main reason that attorney Paul O'Dwyer was so reluctant to evict her. And he is, to this day. For Dottie, whom the literary world remembers as author-humorist Dorothy Parker, still resides in the handsome law offices of Paul O'Dwyer at 99 Wall Street. 14 years after her arrival, she's still there. And yet this much more you'd ought to know about the homeless humorist. Prior to the day she showed up at O'Dwyer's doorstep, she'd spent 6 years in Hartsdale, New York, at a crematory in temporary storage. You see, she died in the Volney Hotel June 7 of 1967. And yet so diminished was the estate of Dorothy Parker that there was no money left to provide for her burial. And so she is awaiting interment even still. Her ashes in a tin can in an attorney's cupboard. It's interesting that decades ago, Dorothy Parker proposed this epitaph for herself. Excuse my dust. And she also, once upon a time, said, wit has truth in it. Well, now you know how true that is. Now that you know the repository of the ashes of Dorothy Parker, now you know the rest of the story.